Helen record, which again heard, I'm pretty sure, on Pete's show. Imagine when that record came out, I think around 2016, 15 or 16. So, yeah, that's it. Little story about that. Here's one from my memories of teenage times. Sweet Baby, She's from Salinas. Classic song, classic pop punk, East Bay pop punk. Yeah. Not one that Pete introduced me to, but one I'm glad to share an affinity for. And yeah, that kind of Gilman scene and the sound, I think this is emblematic of that. And it one of the really cool things I think about growing up listening and loving a lot of like East Bay punk and stuff from San Francisco as well, and getting to live there, being fortunate enough to live there for a period, is not like you hearing these names and words, places, and kind of being in them, knowing what the Tenderloin is, or knowing Salinas, or knowing the J Church line. Yeah. All right. Anyway, enough reflections of mine. Here's Sweet Baby, also known as Sweet Baby Jesus, with She's from Salinas.
Like me now, oh, she's from Salina.
So, that was Pink Flag by Wire, preceded by Things to Do by Hygiene, and then I paired a couple of East Bay Gilman classics together. We had Operation Ivy with Caution, and then Sweet Baby with She's From Salinas. One thing about when I pick a theme for something, I feel like I'm really true to it and I don't deviate. So if, say, there were a Operation Ivy song I prefer, I wouldn't go for that. I have to pick one that is extracted from one of Pete's shows. So all of these songs have featured, which, because I can't actually see for 8 years history, actually, I think the website at the moment doesn't show as much of that. I've got a limited selection. And I think one of the cool things about Pete's shows is there's playing a lot of kind of more obscure stuff as well that I wouldn't know. So when I look at it, I'm like, oh, I'd have to listen through to those shows to know whether there's something in there that I like, because I can't just recognize it. And I think it's also demonstrative of just like a really broad knowledge of punk and independent music in general, and diverse taste within that. So all of this to say, this next set is a bunch of things that I want to like pick, just kind of like I'm going to pick based on the name and the title and something that intrigues me, but I'm going to start it with one I do know of. I've never actually properly listened to them, but I know of them. This is The Raincoats with Fairy Tale in the Supermarket.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We just heard The Younger Lovers with Issue With Me, I'm Done. Prior to that, it was Fatty Cakes and the Puff Pastries with Antifa Cakes, brackets, Not My Puff Pastry. And we started the set with The Raincoats, Fairy Tale in the Supermarket. So I kind of lied that I do actually know all three of those songs that I played in this set. I thought, well, maybe I have to change that section. But I think within that, I spoke a bit about the diversity of Pete's shows and the willingness to play new music and obscure music, which is true of the majority of DJs as well. I define the in Pete's shows as of more variety. Okay, so going to wrap this show. But I wanted to finish with an outro song that is one of maybe the three in this show that I discovered from Pete's shows that really made a big impact on me. This is going to play Mark Wynn, Massive Song. I'd never heard of Mark Wynn before, but I heard this again probably like 2016 when editing the show, and just instantly kind of fell in love with this song. And the way I listen to music is I'll find something that really resonates and listen to that on repeat, or that artist, like a few songs of theirs or an album a lot. And yeah, this one really spoke to me at that time, so much so that I remembered when I was thinking about compiling this show that I wrote to Mark Wynn about that, and I just felt like reading the email. It's from 2nd June 2017. I wrote, "Dear Mark, thank you for the CD." Oh yeah, I bought the CD from Mark Wynn, and the sweet note. So he sent a handwritten note. I said, "The artwork is great. I heard Massive Song on Maximum Rock and Roll, which I edit, and fell in love, played it a million times." And at the time, I was really kind of slightly infatuated with someone, and they didn't feel the same. And I'd listened to this song a lot, and it felt intertwined with those feelings for this person, and maybe kind of what I wished were like was represented in this song, which was hard. And for whatever reason, I wrote to him, "I hope you're well. If you have any tips for dealing with someone..." Dealing is a strange word. I meant like kind of a managing, who doesn't message people back that you really like, please share. And Mark wrote back and said, all right, Sam, ta for the message. Ta's like, thanks, in kind of English vernacular. Glad you like the noise. I like Massive Song a lot too. It might be my favorite song. And then wrote about a gig that he's playing. At the end, he wrote, I'm not sure. I suppose you have to take each one on its own merits, if that's what I mean. I find emails can be quite frustrating when people don't get back to you. Yes. It wasn't emails, I think I was thinking about texts at the time. But yeah, I appreciated the response and willingness to accept me writing about that. My sense is that Pete really liked this song as well, because beyond playing it that first time, I noticed going through a few of them, a few of the previous shows, that it's been played a number of times. So yeah, ending with Mark Wynn, Massive Song. Again, this is Maximum Rock and Roll, the show's dedicated to Pete. Here's Mark Wynn.
Making myself whole and your heart to crawl into. When I'm blue, cordoning off a section of the street for you. To lay awake at night, remembering things and how they used to. And everything is wrong, but you, I get confused. I do, I do. Strange face in at the window, walk round back room, play a few LP, make myself anxious at the window, talk to the telephone, stare at the wall, stick a little something small and in my drink, ball a jack, whatever that means, he says to me, he says to me, in my review, says to me. All gets ugly, all gets deranged. You still tell me I'm lovely, say you'll never change. Your eyes are massive, man, I too. I've had it up to here with me now, have you? Oh, have you? To the basement, don't look, now don't you dare cover the walls, are not the same, man, run a comb through your hair, grease it, slick, and tease it, prick, and dye it pink, and when you feel misplaced, and at the disco, nobody wants to know, drink too much fun, you're looking liquid, throw up on the way on, get a grip of yourself and in the doorway, there is another way, but that's boring, that's boring, that's boring, that's boring, that's boring, it is, it's mega, mega, mega boring, boring. Then the builder came round today, started talking to me about hows and whys and the baller. I didn't know what to say, so I started staring along regardless. But it turns out that he's a nice guy, and if I do it wrong, I fix it up. What more could you want? A free ticket. Standing up in a room full of sit down singing along. Gets ugly, it all gets deranged. You still tell me I'm lovely, say you'll never change. Your eyes are massive, mine are too. I don't see.